Sefer Chinuch Mitzvah 74. The pasuk in Mishpatim tells us, Lo sisa shem ha-shav, you should not accept a report of shav, of futility, of nothingness. This tells us, first and foremost, that a judge may not listen to the claim of one litigant before that of the other, or when the other is not there. Why? Because people speak things when the other person is not there. People speak things which are not true. We have a klal in Shas in Adam Meis Panav Bifnei Balchovu that in front of one's debtor, one will not, rather in front of one's creditor, one will not have the audacity to completely deny the claim. And therefore, if the person does deny the claim, we cannot extract payment without proof. So to hear, on the flip side, when the other litigant is not there, people will speak things which are false, and first impressions last, the words will go into the heart of the judge, and it will color his judgment. Therefore, it is actually falsehood that the judge is letting be perpetrated, and therefore he cannot do it. There are other things implied in this lav as well. Number one is the responsibility is not only on the judge not to hear the case, it is also a responsibility of the litigant not to start these claims when the fellow litigant is not there, even if the judge is willing to hear it. And this it says, Midvar Sheker Tirchok, that one should distance himself from Sheker, one should distance himself from falsehood. In addition, this lav, Avlosis Hashem Hashav, one should not carry or accept a report of futility, also implies speaking Lashon Hara and accepting it. Those are considered futile words, worse than futile, dangerous, and they are both one who is telling the Lashon Hara and the one who is hearing it are both bound by this prohibition. Also, made a dischecker, one who tells false testimony in addition to the general prohibition of lying. Here he's lo sisa shem ha-shav, he is telling a tale of falsehood, of futility. What is the shorish of this mitzvah? What's the lesson of the mitzvah? It's known that one of the worst things, one of the most despised things in the eyes of everyone is sheker, is falsehood. And sheker, falsehood, has a very detrimental effect, not only societally, not only in character, but in our very relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a God of truth. The Sefer HaChinuch at the end of this Siman says that while we cannot understand God's characteristics as we understand human characteristics, they are there for us to be able to picture how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world, our world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only is a God of truth, but everything that is with him consists of truth. Therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bracha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us and enhances our lives, he does so to those who are similar to him. He does, though, so to those who are truthful. He does those to those who are merciful, just as he is merciful. He does it, he blesses those who are kind, just as he is the master of kindness. One can perhaps understand this by saying that if our goal is to bring Kavod Shemayim into the world, if our goal is L'sakein Olam Machlas Shakai, to show the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the King, if our goal is to build in this world a recognition of who Hashem is and what He wants from us, the way that we can do this is by imitating Him, is by emulating Him, by becoming like Him. If we are involved in the process of becoming like Him, He'll give us brachos, He will bless us to help so that we may continue to prosper and to flourish and to continue to be like Him and spread the awareness of Him and His midos in this world. However, chas v'shalom, the opposite. Someone whose character traits are opposite of the godly traits, such as people who live lives of falsehood and deceit. That is diametrically opposite to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. If that is the case, then what is the opposite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's normal attributes, well, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu normally conducts his world, will befall him. What is the opposite of bracha, or the good and the kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us? It is the curse and the me'ira, the me'ira and klala, the opposite of the great joy that there is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worry and strife and troubles. This is what is the portion, this is what's the lot of someone who is a Rasha, someone who does not emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather chooses to spread a life of falsehood and of ungodliness. To them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows, so to speak, the dark side of his hanhaga, shows what happens when one gets on the wrong side, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not desire their actions and does not want them to continue in their ways. With this we can understand, says the Chinuch, why of all the things on the list not to do, only in terms of sheker, only in terms of perpetrating falsehood, does the Torah say not just don't do it, but it says midvar sheker tirchuk. Stay away from it. Stay far away from it. Why? Because it is so abhorrent that we must distance ourselves from it. Not just not say it, but actually take steps to distance ourselves. How do we distance ourselves? Let us not even listen to something which might be falsehood, even though we're not sure that it's falsehood. But nevertheless, if a claimant is coming in and he might be saying falsehood, as the Chafetz Chaim says, if someone is willing to say Lashon Hara, might he also not be completely accurate in his report? If he's willing to be over one Avera, if he's willing to transgress one sin, perhaps he would also transgress the sin of lying. As a result, to distance ourselves from this, we should not even listen to something which we're not sure about. In the laws of the mitzvah, other than those which we have already enumerated, the Gemara tells us that any judge, if a judge knows that a din is meruma, that it is patently false, he can't prove it, the witnesses have their act together, they answer all the drishos v'chakiros, they answer all the cross-examination well, nevertheless, the judge knows that this is not the true case. He has to recuse himself. He should not say, look, let me go by the book, let me take the witness's testimony at face value. You obviously can't rule against the witnesses, but he should not say, let me rule as the case presents itself at face value, and look, the kolar, the death chain, will be hung around the neck of the witnesses. It's their problem. It's not my issue. I didn't lie, they lied. Rather, he should recuse himself and not participate in something which he knows is false. The Chachamim give many praises to those who seek out the truth and those who are careful to distance themselves from any falsehood in judgment. This halacha applies any time, in any place. It applies to males because they are the ones who are the judges, not the females. Now that means that females who are not judges are not included in the azhara to the judges, in the part of this mitzvah which applies to the judges. However, if a woman or a girl is a litigant, they should not try to say their claim without the other litigant there. The same, all these ancillary halachos, all these implied halachos of, not ancillary but really corollary halachos, of distancing oneself from sheker, distancing oneself from falsehood, apply to women just as much as to men. There was a story of Talmidim of Rav David Leibowitz Zatzal, who decided to have a contest. The contest would be that half of them would accept on themselves not to speak for a day, or for whatever period of time. They would not say anything. The other group took on themselves to speak only MS, to speak only things which were 100% accurate. And the question would be, who would last longer? Those who were not allowed to speak at all, or those who could speak, but could speak only MS? The group that could not speak at all, lasted far longer. It is a very big test to be able to speak and say only the truth. If one wants to be really exact, it's very, very hard and requires much effort to speak pure emes. Something that we should try and aspire to. As important as this avera is, one would not get malchus, one would not get lashes for this avera, because it is ein bo masa, because it does not have an action. There are some who ask that it should also be considered lav shebuklalos, a negative commandment which encompasses many things, and therefore one should not get malchus for it. At any rate, however, it is ka'over al mitzvahs melech, it is as if one has transgressed the decree of the king, and one should strive with all their might to stick to MS, to certainly not speak anything which is not MS, and to distance ourselves from the possibility of hearing something which is not the complete truth.